Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the Joy of Sharing in His Mission. Lesson 4. Prayer Power. Interceding for others. Thirsty. Prayer focus. We have great, great persons in the Old Testament. And one of the greatest is the prophet Samuel. In the book Prophets and Kings by Ellen G. White has the following quotation. During the reign of King David, Israel experienced blessings as never before, and as it happened, never later on. Why so? And then the mystery is lifted. It happened before David's reign in his kingdom. In David's time as a king, the fruit was visible, but years before, somebody worked for that fruit, and that was the prophet Samuel. What was his work? He prayed for his people, of course. That's the theme of our week, intercessory prayer. And what did he do? Samuel went from village to village, preaching, explaining, teaching, and looking for youngsters. Young, intelligent, talented, gifted people. And when he saw someone among the listeners, he invited such a young person to come with him to the school of the prophets. Samuel was the headmaster, the teacher. And he collected young people, went with him, then teachers training college for 1 year, and then they were sent back into their villages as spiritual teachers for the young people in this village. And when Samuel came back again, after a year or so in this village, and another year and another year, he could see young people having been trained in the Word of God. And then he asked his former student, now headmaster in a village, is there anyone among these young people whom I can take with me? Yes, this is my best one. Here, look at him. There. And then, next period of training, and next period of training, and next. During his lifetime, he went on collecting together, gathered together, young people, training them in the school of the prophets, training them in the Word of God, training them being spiritual leaders in their village. And the fruit of this work was seen during the reign of David. The Israelites were blessed because in every village a spiritual leader taught the little ones and the young ones. What a blessing for a nation. And 500 years ago, during the Reformation time, Martin Luther and Philip Melanchthon, they started doing the same, founding schools, like the old schools of the prophets, teaching young people in the Word of God. And then you could see the blessing. A reformation started in Germany, in Europe, and from there, all over the world. one person training young people. Do you have a look for young people in your church? Do you see them with the eyes of Jesus? What may come out of them in future? Do you intensify a loving relationship to them, praying for them, for their problems, for their needs in school, in education? If you do that, your church will be blessed. Be sure about that.